Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
What effect has your Cyclos had on your social and leisure time? What does your radio mean to your daily life? Which radio stations do you most listen to? Is most of your listening on FM or digital? These are just a few of the 20 questions that the UK-wide charity British Wireless for the Blind Fund asked blind and partially sighted people who buy, or in some cases borrow, their radios and audio players, most of which are custom designed for vision-impaired people's use. Over the past year or so, British Wireless has been gathering and analysing opinions about not just their radios and audio players, but also about blind and partially sighted people's listening habits. They've also separately researched attitudes and opinions about the switchover from analogue to digital radio, which the government has now put back. Responses to these telephone questionnaires has been, says British Wireless's Chief Executive Margaret Granger, extremely important in helping them to shape the service they offer vision-impaired people.
Well, first of all, the most important thing is we need to know whether we're doing it right. At the end of the day, we're here to provide a service, and if that service isn't getting to the right people, or the product we're providing isn't the correct product, then we're not doing our job properly. I'm not going to say we can please all of the people all of the time, but I would like to make sure that we're going in the right direction and providing product which people find easy to use and easy to understand.
Now, you've got a range of different players covering all sorts of different ways of listening, whether it's CD, radio, SD memory cards, USB memory sticks, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Did you ask about all of those, or were you more interested in the kind of general use of how important a radio or a player is to someone who's blind or partially sighted?
I think we covered all areas. We made sure that we had people that just had a radio cassette recorder, had a radio cassette CD recorder, and also people that actually listened to digital as well. So we tried to cover everything to make sure that we were doing it right.
And from the range of questions that you asked, which do you think were the kind of most important ones? What was the kind of, if you could have only asked one of the, you asked 20 questions, if you could have only have asked one, which one would it have been, do you think?
That's really, really difficult. I think there would probably be three. Did you find it easy to get our product? Did the product you receive fill your need? And what do you need in the future?
And these days, there are all sorts of different ways that blind and partially sighted people get their audio. Mm. They're talking newspaper, the radio stations they listen to, their monthly audio magazine, whatever it might be. Is your aim to cater for all of those, be it on a CD, a USB memory stick, or FM radio, whatever?
That's the way we're aiming to look at it. We looked at radio, and it used to be that people used to get a radio set and keep it in their home. I mean, many, many years ago, you just had the one radio set in your living room and that was that. But radio has evolved so much. You can get radio on so many different types of platform now that we have to look at what's available to people, what they can afford, and what should we be doing as an organisation to ensure that people can still listen to what they want, when they want, and how they want.
I'd like to ask you one other final question about the research that you've done about people's listening habits and what matters to them. But just before that, you've done a second bit of research, which is about the digital switchover, going over from FM radio and AM radio, as we used to call it, medium wave and VHF in my day, to DAB, to digital radio. What was the sort of point behind that? Because there seem to be mixed messages as to how fast that switchover is going to happen.
Well, originally, the timetable was that switchover was going to happen in 2015, and that obviously concerned us greatly as an organisation, because at the time the research was done, we had about 40,000 users, and we would have to suddenly replace about 30,000 radios, which I'm sure you'll appreciate was an absolutely horrendous sum of money going into the millions. Obviously now it has been decided, and it's good to see that it's consumers that have decided that switchover should be put back. It isn't anticipated that switchover will happen until at least 2020. So to anybody who is thinking about buying a radio or is worried about it, the message is don't worry, it's not going to happen quickly. You don't really need to worry about this for several years yet.
And your radios tend to cater for both, don't they? The FM and the DAB are often incorporated. You don't sort of just do one.
In all of our new product, it is all FM and DAB. So if you get a new set, you can rest assured that it will have digital in it.
And that final question I wanted to ask you, did you get any surprises back from your initial research about the use and the importance of radio and the general business of listening to different content for blind and partially sighted people?
I don't know whether it's necessarily a surprise. It continued the concern that people do need help and support, and that there isn't just one model for everybody. People should have choice. We do try and give choice, but obviously in the numbers that we provide, we can't provide as much choice as we would like. What I was delighted to see was that all the sets we provide met everybody's expectations. 97% of the people that received the equipment said that it was what they expected, it was easy to use, and they were able to deal with it. But what concerned me is the length of time that people actually use their sets. 20% of people that we talked to listen to their sets for 11 hours or over, and that's a long time every single day, and it's completely against the average consumer. So I think we really have to be aware of content that is provided and what people need, because if people are listening for that length of time, they need to have a big variety of what they can listen to.
And should you want more information about the service that British Wireless for the Blind Fund provides, specifically their range of bespoke radios and audio players, you can phone them on 01622 754 757, or you can email them at info@blind.org.uk.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.